David Bowie's new single, released just days before his death. Reviewers had already commented on how the video was disturbing. Now we know he died after an 18-month battle with cancer, the lyrics take on new significance.
Look up here, I'm in heaven.
A public showman, but intensely private. Only those close to him would have known he was so ill, which makes his death even more shocking.
We all knew he was not wanting to tour and all that kind of stuff, but it was just, it's really taken me aback.
Bowie performed at the Isle of Wight Festival in 2004. Organiser John Giddings.
He's one of the greatest musical talents of all time. And, you know, his memory will last forever. He helped create the modern music that we all know today and influenced every band in the last 30, 40 years. It's impossible to know or feel what... I mean, it's extraordinary. I had no idea it was coming.
His career spanned six decades, and from the very start, he sounded ahead of his time. His former landlady recalled an early performance of his first hit.
We were in the kitchen the day that he arrived, the day he moved in. And he just sat on a stool while I was cooking and played it. And he played his stylophone. And then my kids came home from school and he played it again. And they thought it was absolutely wonderful, just the most fantastic song, and that it had to be a hit. And of course, they were right.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade.
Born David Jones, he changed his name to Bowie because one of the biggest pop stars of the time was Davy Jones of the Monkees. But Bowie was the original, the innovator, constantly reinventing his image and his music to stay relevant right until the end. His makeup-wearing Ziggy Stardust character seemed to epitomise the glam rock 70s, but within a few years, he'd retired that persona. But the hits kept coming into the 80s, both on his own...
Ashes to ash and fun to fuck it. We know Major Tom's a junkie.
And in collaboration with other stars, such as Freddie Mercury and Queen.
Under pressure.
This duet, hurriedly recorded with fellow legend Mick Jagger, was released to coincide with Live Aid, which also saw him perform one of the show's emotional highlights, Heroes. Phil Alexander is from Q magazine.
There is almost no area of music which he didn't touch upon or draw upon and indeed influence. He is one of those people who, the word chameleon gets used with him a lot of the time, but it is, I think, this view that he had of wanting to look forward the whole time rather than back. It's quite telling that for his 60th birthday, he didn't resort to what a lot of people do, which is a celebration of 60 years and, you know, here's a load of reissues and what have you. Instead of doing any of that, he was just busy moving forward.
Bowie had also moved into acting. His first starring role was as an extraterrestrial in The Man Who Fell to Earth in 1976.
Where are you taking me?
He's just like everybody else. He's a fake.
Please don't do it. You don't understand.
You might be able to save him.
Mary Lou.
Save him?
Help me.
From what?
He continued to record and tour into the new millennium, but a heart attack saw both severely curtailed. And there was a pause until 2013 before his first new album in a decade. His latest, Black Star, had only just been released. His death was announced on his Facebook page, saying he died peacefully, surrounded by his family, after a courageous 18-month battle with cancer. His son Duncan confirmed the news on Twitter, as many fans hoped the announcement was simply a hoax. Bowie will be remembered as much more than just a singer. His style, his fashion were a huge influence on popular culture.
I was absolutely mad about David Bowie. I was absolutely the right age at Ziggy Stardust. I was like 14 and I was just absolutely potty about him. I had the red hair, I had the lot. So for me, it's a massive loss and it feels like a huge loss of part of my youth today.
Ground Control to Major Tom was my favourite one. Why was that? Well, I just think it was really innovative of the time and it sort of encompassed something that was different. And it was really... All the tunes are very catchy and sort of memorable.
An exhibition at the Victoria and Albert Museum in London was such a success, it's now touring the world, just as Bowie used to.